Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, yesterday, the Integration Minister, Roderic O'Gorman, met with Tipperary TDs and councillors to try and resolve the ongoing protest in Roscrea against housing asylum seekers in the Racket Hall Hotel. And as the Dáil returns today, after the Christmas break, it's understood that the government has agreed in principle to fund a community hotel in the town. So how would that work, and will it be enough to calm protesters' fears? Well, I'm joined on the line by Fianna Fáil councillor for Tipperary, Michael Smith, who met the minister last night, and by Pádraig O'Rachagóin, dentist in Roscrea for the past 34 years. You're both welcome to the programme. So, Councillor Michael Smith, I'll start with you, because on primetime last night, the Minister for State, Thomas Byrne, seemed to confirm that the government plans to establish this community-owned hotel in the town of Roscrea. Is that your understanding?
Good morning, Claire. Well, firstly, I'd like to get the opportunity to speak with the Minister yesterday, because there was a number of questions that were raised to me in relation to the resettlement programme. We already have two sites, in the Convent and Corville House. So we spoke about those services, the services that were needed. But we brought forward, I suppose, within the town, a very unique proposal, because I'm not sure, Claire, if you're familiar with the Town Centre First programme within government.
Yes, and so this would mean that the closed hotel, another closed hotel, which was formerly Grant's, would open as a community-run facility. And you're given that commitment, were you, yesterday?
Well, just to explain in relation to the Town Centre First, because I think your listeners need to know, Roscrea is the only town within the county that has that status. So during the last 12 months, we would have had public workshops, engagement meetings with the public, looking for priorities. And one of the key priorities that came from the proposal, the plan which was adopted last November, that we would look at Castle Street, the regeneration of derelict buildings, and the former Grant's Hotel. And that is that this hotel, for the last 11 years, has been vacant, and the state is now going to invest supporting the plan, in supporting the vision of the town of Roscrea as a community hotel. And I received confirmation yesterday evening that the government parties, and I believe this went to the Taoiseach's office and even the Taoiseach's office, that the government parties agree with the principle, with the plan that's here for the town of Roscrea. This is the people's plan that was discussed, that was
This is key, Michael, and you're in the middle of it down there. And the big question is, will this be enough to get the protesters to go home?
Well, just to say to you, Claire, the last number of days has been very tough on the town, the people of Roscrea. And the majority are kind, caring, considerate. They offer and always have a hand of friendship. But the scenes on Monday do not represent the majority of people in Roscrea. I just want to say that to you. But in relation to what this does, my job as a public representative, our town has to work to recover. We have to work on the ground that has been lost to try to start to rebuild the image of the character of the people of Roscrea over the last few days. That image will be with us for a long, long time. We're trying to attract foreign direct investment into our town. If we look at any different shows, we're receiving national and international for all the wrong reasons. Mm-hmm. We have always, as a town, worked together. But this is unique, and it's not the only one. If you look at the Schlieve Hotel in Monaghan, they were the first ones who received funding under the Reconciliation Fund, the fund through the Good Friday Agreement. And Claire, as you know, the Good Friday Agreement was through conflict and bringing people together. Mm-hmm. Never in our history in Roscrea do we need to come together as a people, as a community. This is something that can be long-lasting.
Okay, well, let's hear from Pádraig O'Rachagóin, who's on the line too, from Roscrea, a dentist in the town, as I said, for the past 34 years. Pádraig, listening to Michael this morning, do you think that what was offered and seems to have been agreed last night with government will solve this problem and convince people to stop protesting at Racket Hall?
Claire, I don't really have a political agenda in all of this. First of all, can I say my practice is on Castle Street and about three doors away from the hotel, and any improvement to the infrastructure of the town will be welcome. We've seen the deprivation of Roscrea increase over the last 30 years since I came here, and this is horrified by Hubble's deprivation indices, and we really need something to improve matters. As far as dental services are concerned, dental services are at their worst in Roscrea since I started practicing here. The children of Roscrea, 750 in national schools in the town alone, several hundred others in the catchment area. There's no dental clinic here. There's no HSE dental clinic here. The HSE has responsibility for providing dental care for national school children. They're expected to be seen in first, second and sixth class. Most of the children in this town have never been seen by a dentist. Mm-hmm. And if they do have dental problems, they have to go to Nina. And if they don't have transport, 60% of the people that I've been looking after here in Roscrea are medical card holders. And if they have transport, they can go to Nina to have their emergency dental services cared for.
So really what the sense I'm getting from you is that the issues raised by the protesters go far beyond having a hotel snatched away as an amenity for the community. It's deeper than that.
Of course it is. The issue is how are these people, no more than anybody else in Roscrea, which is essentially where I stand and where my medical colleagues stand, it doesn't matter what colour your skin is or where you're from, when you turn up at my door, we expect to be able to deliver a level of service, and we can't. Mm-hmm. And it's been getting worse and worse and worse. We weren't able, before any of the asylum seekers, refugees arrived in Roscrea, we weren't able to deliver a dental service to the people of Roscrea because of the cutbacks that the medical card scheme has seen, because, as I say, a very large proportion of the people of Roscrea are medical card holders and children who don't have any services either.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think is going to be the outcome now, given that Michael hopes that this meeting last night and the commitments that he got will help solve it? Are you saying it won't, or you expect it not to?
From a dental and a medical perspective, I can't see where we're going to get some sort of short-term fix, because you probably are aware from other publicity that there aren't enough dentists interested in practicing in rural Ireland. We have a significant and serious shortage of dentists. It's similar with doctors. In fact, you know, I was thinking about it. It's impossible to attract a professional person to Roscrea. All our legal people are in their 60s or more. Our medical services have no young doctors, but there are some, but not, you know, nothing that will sustain the rate at which doctors are going to retire. And we have the same problems, but maybe a bit magnified now by the number of newcomers who demand these services, as most of the rural towns in Ireland. And there seems to be no attention whatsoever given to this huge explosion in dental issues that's happening right under our noses.
Okay, Michael, can I come back to you on that point? It sounds from what we're hearing from Pádraig that these problems won't be solved by a commitment on a community hotel in the centre of the town.
Well, first, I want to just thank Pádraig, because Pádraig has given a lifetime of service to dentistry, most professional service in Castle Street, and I thank him for acknowledging the support of this venture. And Claire, I accept that the meeting with the Minister in relation to many issues, in relation to dentistry, GP services, and Pádraig is right, there was a study carried out by Tulsa and by the North Tipperary Development Company which showed the profile of Roscrea, the population, and the lack of you know, education, housing, health resources. But I think if we could focus in on possibly maybe a family resource centre, and this is something I brought up to the Minister as well. It was published in 2020. It didn't, through COVID, make it for funding. And I think it's something that we should look at. Also, we have a new primary care centre just about to open, built over the last 15 months. Like, this is a unique building in our town. But Pádraig is right. We do need these cross-government supports in dentistry, in GP services. But this is an initiative that we're trying to work together. And I know the likes of Pádraig and the Chamber of Commerce will work together for the town, because that's what we're trying to do.
Okay.
We're trying to work for the people.
All right,
to deliver
Michael, I have to leave it there.
The town.
All right, thank you very much for joining us. Michael Smith and Pádraig O'Rachtagán, who is a dentist in Roscrea. Back after this break.